Pigeon Frank here, and we got Captain Tom Fisher on the line. So let's see what we can do here with that. Hey, Tom.
How's it going, Frank?
Oh, not bad. I'm not sure. I got some weird noises in the background, but we're just going to live with them. How you doing?
Are the old noises any better now?
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with you. It's just my board here is all messed up.
I can't hear it.
Yeah. No, it's all good. So, anyway, okay. What's it like out there in the wide, wonderful world of the waters?
Well, got a little bit of wind this morning.
Yeah.
Not too bad, though. Not too bad. And, the shrimp are working for your trout and your red still. That's always a positive. But
I saw you posted a couple of nice pictures. You look like you're having a good day yesterday.
We caught some snook yesterday, and we look like we're going to catch some more snook today. This weather's really decent for us right now. So it's a matter of just going slow and picking through them.
Now, what do you mean picking through them? Just one spot after the next, or trying to find a good fish out of all that other stuff?
No, just going slow on the flats, taking your time. You just can't expect that spring bite.
Gotcha.
That makes any sense.
You got to slow down, present your bait
a
little slower.
Yep, you got to slow everything you're doing. I tell my uncles, some of the best fishermen ever around here, and they used to tell me all the time, they say, boy, child, if you would just stop, look, and listen for a minute, you become something. And that's pretty much what I'm saying. You've got to slow down and let it happen, let it develop. You're not going to go pull up to a spot, throw out three lines, and just start busting them and go one after another. It's not spring, it's winter.
Got it.
So don't get frustrated. And enjoy fishing.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed here, you pull into a spot, and I've heard it from a couple of people. I don't know if you're doing it. Are you coming up to a spot, putting the baits out? If you're not getting a hit, are you rigging, trying another rig, or are you just going to another spot?
Well, I get a step ahead of that. I think I have everybody with a different rig when we start out. So I have one on a cork. Free lining below it, I have one with a cork and a split shot down there, and I have somebody using a jig. And that's usually how I'll start out.
Well, I guess you just never know what's going on if you don't, you got to try all different ways. What would you say the most prevalent fish in Charlotte Harbor is right now?
Right now would be your trout, I'd say.
So they've come in pretty good numbers now, huh?
The trout, but they're small. You're not catching a lot of, trout. You're catching a lot of trout, but nothing, and you're getting the big ones. Don't get me wrong. You're going to catch the big ones too, but, they're just not as plentiful as I've seen them in the past years.
Okay. Now I'm hearing a lot about, small sharks like bonnets and stuff like that in the harbor. Are you running into them trout fishing?
Absolutely. Your bonnet heads are starting to do really well.
Now,
bonnet heads, I haven't seen any of the black tip and bull sharks yet. But
I think it's a little chilly for them, but the bonnets
should
be just in their heyday. They love this cooler water. Now,
yeah, absolutely.
The nice part about it is you catch them on the same bait you're using the trout with. They hit trout and bonnet sharks hit the same bait.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's got to be kind of a treat for your customers, especially those first-timers when they're out there trout fishing. Next thing they know, they got a little hammerhead shark on.
Well, as soon as you start catching a few of those 14 to 16 trout, and then when you put a bonnet head on it, it's like you got a monster.
Yeah. That.
So they like the drag being pulled. He's not just flopping it out at the top, so.
Now, if you're
there's
like
a wild
me,
factor either way.
Well, yeah, and if you were like me, I always use the term shovel nose instead of bonnet. It seemed more, wow, So, Anyway, so pretty good fishing. Now, is the water clear or murky out there?
Well, in some places it's murky. I just ran into that this morning. I'm out this morning, of course. But the first spot I went to this morning, it was dark. And I was having to, and we put shrimp out. And I tail hook them and then back, you know, through the bottom to the top and then twist them back around and go back in so they're almost weedless. And we were jigging, and we have a bobber on now. We, like I said, the three have a split shot and a bobber. I got a bobber and free lining, and we have a jig, and to no avail. And so, for some reason or another, I pinched the head off a shrimp, and we put it underneath the bobber free lining, and it got hit immediately. So instead of going all to just free line and bobbers, I started pinching the heads off, and we're hooking up now on all three rigs.
All right.
I think if the water was a little darker, and that little bit of added smell brings them to it a little bit better.
Yeah, that's one thing people forget. They say, oh, I got to have live shrimp. But it's not always the answer, because anything dead has much more smell than something live.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
Anyway. If it's clear water, it might have worked, you know, foot down through there or not. It's a little murky where I'm at. So, you know, I tried something different, and it worked.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your charter. I don't want to tie you up, you know. You're out there on the water, but I really appreciate you giving us a heads up, and thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you, Fisher Frank.
All right. See you, Tom. Mm-hmm. Good
Bye-bye.
Luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you.